This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis, Series 2. And our guest today is, you might know her from just this tiny little show called Love Island. It's Gabby Allen. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. So obviously you're from Liverpool.
Yes.
But you don't live here anymore.
No. So I've lived in London for nearly 10 years now because I moved down to go to drama school. But I'm always up here.
We went to the same drama school.
Did we? Conti's?
Yeah, I went to Conti. But I went to the acting course and you did musical theatre, didn't you?
So I did the 3-year musical theatre course.
Right. So you were in Goswell Road and I was in the Landor. There was fierce rivalry.
Yeah.
Because Daisy Wood Davis.
Yes.
So she's my best friend.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Why is the world so small?
I know. Yeah. So we were in Hollyoaks together.
Wow.
And she, obviously, she went there and we were there at the same time, but they don't really mix, do they, the accent?
No, we kind of secretly hate each other.
Yeah. There was a few people sometimes when we'd be like in the pub and we'd be like, well, actually, like, why do we hate each other?
I know.
It was so weird.
It was like this weird competition between them, wasn't it? But I think that stems from the sisters that own them.
Yeah, definitely. And ours was in Clapham and it was in completely different, like, head, completely different school. And I think it was because we, like, took ourselves too seriously. Like, we weren't allowed to wear makeup and we had to wear all black.
Yeah.
Then news would come and we'd be like, oh.
Yeah, because we had full face makeup. Like, if you didn't turn up with lipstick on, you'd get sent home.
Yeah, that was part of a uniform, wasn't it? Which is mad.
And but even watching your shows, we'd always be like, they're good, but they're not as good as us.
Yeah, that's what we'd be like, they're good at singing, but they can't act. Small world.
Hello.
So you did Love Island.
Yes.
Which, I fucking love Love Island. What's it? Was it number 3 or 4?
Series 3.
I was thinking
2 years ago now.
I was talking to Michael last night about this, my boyfriend, because The Circle's coming back. Did you watch The Circle?
Yes.
I absolutely loved it.
I keep asking my brother to do it.
Oh, really?
But I think he'd lose his head because he's very OCD.
Your brother is so fit. I've just remembered. I swear I was like, I feel like I might have even tweeted it.
Yeah, probably.
God, that's so embarrassing. I think I did. Like, he is gorgeous.
He's gorgeous. He's been asked to do literally every reality show since. Like, more than me as well. I'm like, excuse me, can you go back to banking, please?
And what's he said?
He said he's thought about Love Island a couple of times because obviously it's a quick cash maker,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But then that's literally it on the tin. Quick cash maker, and then you could disappear after 6 months.
Yeah,
then,
exactly. You know, and then what do you do after that? Like, yeah, where do you work?
He's sticking with his banking, which he's gonna
a sexy banker.
He's lovely.
Have you listened to this podcast before?
I've heard that you do a horrible, horrible game.
Yes. So we do a game called Double Dares. Mm-hmm. Okay. So don't worry, I'm going to do it with you. So we'll pick a jelly bean, right?
Yeah.
And the colour's not going to give it away because you could get a red one, but that could be strawberry or fresh blood, which has often been compared to fresh arse.
Great.
Yeah.
Love a bit of fresh arse.
Yeah, fresh. I mean, I quite like a fresh arse. I don't mind. Oh my God, I forget that my mum listens to this. But I mean, I don't mind a bit of rimming. So what else have we got? We've got watermelon or snot.
Oh.
God, it's been ages since I've done it. Cat food, colour of cat food, it's bad. Listen, Ben used to think that I was exaggerating. So once he thought I was just doing it for the show or whatever, then he tried it and was nearly sick in the sink. I've been sick in the sink. Michael's been sick in the sink. I think was Jake all right? I can't remember. But
so wait, has everyone just been really unlucky and got...
No, do you know what? Like, actually, I'm going to mix a few of these in because they're fresher.
I'll play with you.
Are you going to play with us?
Oh my God, no. I already feel a bit weird.
And also, there's a new rule.
Okay.
Well, it's not a new rule anymore, but Nadine, like, came up with this, so you have to blame her. That if it is bad, you have to chew it and swallow it.
No.
So you have to swallow.
I put my foot down here.
You can't spit it out. Because we used to be like, and spit them out, but then we have to like swallow them. But listen, track record is that often it's me that gets it, isn't it? I've had people double drop. Johnny Bongo, he triple dropped actually. Anna Passy double dropped. Very, very out of character.
Are these pastries here to like wash it down with?
Gabby, people don't normally get pastries like this.
Wow,
you know?
I feel very special. Cheese twists are the one.
Tell me about it. Why do you think there's only one? I've definitely had it before you got here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you've bagsied it. I was like, yeah.
No, I was like, I'm just going to eat that before they get here. But yeah, there's pastries, there's flowers. I mean, I've showered, like...
She's got a costume on.
Yeah, I've
brushed her hair.
Costume ready. I got ran over in this once in December.
Oh my God.
And I had to have my clothes cut off.
Just that?
No, I had a shirt on and I had a skirt on and I got run over and they had to cut it off and I was fucking livid. But I got another one for Primark just the same. Oh, and also I was fine, I'm alive.
What do you mean? Yeah. You got run over?
Yeah, outside my old flat in Clapham. But I was fine.
It's not funny, but it's just the fact that you're so flippant.
No, I know it is funny. My friends laugh about, like, also my eyelashes stayed on. So I wanted to write to the glue company. I was like, this is fucking amazing.
Eyelio or Duo?
I mean, this is back in the day when I didn't even know Duo existed. But yeah, I had a swimming costume on then. So hopefully I don't get run over today. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so let's all pick a sweet.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, rule. You're not allowed to pick a blue one because it's so weird. They're like snot, snail. But that one is blueberry or toothpaste. Like, when has toothpaste been a bad one?
You're just making up all these rules.
No, I'm telling you, that's a solid rule.
They're all stuck together.
Oh, they're all stuck together. Right, I'm going to go for a brown.
I'm going to go for a yellow because it's my favourite colour.
Oh, my God.
Can you lick it first? Oh, shit, sorry.
Oh, my God. Right, you ready?
Cheers.
One. Yeah, cheers. Cheers, guys. One, two, three, go. Cola.
Lemon.
We got to go again.
Cola.
No!
We
got looking.
Right, so I've gone for green.
Yellow.
Go. Watermelon.
Lemon.
Ben has took one for the team. What is it?
No, you have to swallow. Oh, no, wait.
Oh, come.
No.
Oh, fuck me. What's the yellow one? It's on something.
It's rotten milk.
Yeah, it
really. It's congealed. Okay. Yes.
Well done. You didn't throw up.
No.
I'm so happy that I'm, you know what? I never get lucky with anything. And today I got lucky.
Me too. Like, I'm always the person that loot. Like, I never win anything. Always lose.
I'm glad you're very fucking happy.
So, shall we get on with a dilemma?
Mm-hmm.
So, just to let you know, I've not seen these either. Also, sometimes people tell their name, sometimes they're anonymous. Sometimes people get in touch with us and was like, I took your advice. And it's quite nice, actually. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's just because I'm a nosy bitch and like I like gratification, really. Okay, so the first one is, oh, I love this, juicy, anonymous. And from my favourite place in the whole world, Blackpool. Favourite place, I love it. Hi, Jess. I've just turned 18 and I'm gay. I came out a few years ago and I'm quite camp and very comfortable with that. The problem is that a couple of months ago, my dad walked out and now I keep being told I'm the man of the house and I need to man up and support my mum and sisters. Obviously, I want to support them, but without losing my own identity, how can I do both? Well, that's interesting.
Wow.
I mean, first off, I really hate the phrases man up.
Yeah.
Grow some balls. I really feel like we're coming out of the other side of that now. Like,
it's like men aren't allowed to cry.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to drama school. We both went to drama school.
Yeah.
So I've been surrounded by gay men.
I know.
My whole life, basically.
Yeah, me too.
I've actually got gay friends that are really, really, is butch the right word? Manly? You know, like really, you wouldn't know if they were gay, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I've also got gay friends that are really, really camp.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that either of them would like less manly. It's just different types of men. Always, and it's the same as women though.
Yeah, I've always said that gay men are my favourite because they're the right mixture of a woman and a man.
Yeah.
Like, you get two for the price of one.
Yeah.
And also you can sit with them and put your hand on their leg and it's not going to be weird.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you're not all thinking, oh, do we want to fuck each other? Like, they're the best. Yeah. Like, I love them. I never lived with any man that wasn't gay until Michael, and he's questionable. But to be there for your mum and your sisters, it's got nothing to do with gender. That is so genderless.
And I think also, sorry that your dad walked out a few months ago. Like, that's really shit.
Yeah.
For me, if this was one of my friends, I would probably say to them, I assume they know you're gay, and I assume that it's all out in the open.
Oh yeah. So
stuff.
He said that he's come out and he's really camp and he's happy with that.
Right.
But since his dad's come, people have been like, you're the man about the house and all that. But he's scared of, he wants to do that, but he doesn't want to lose his identity.
I just wonder if it's his mum and sister that are saying that to him. Because basically what I was going to say is that maybe it's about sitting the people down that are telling you to man up and say exactly what you've just said. I will be there till the bitter end. Mm. But it's not about being man or woman. Like,
yeah, it's so gentle. Like, you've got to think now, you know, we've got same-sex couples with children, we've got single parents, male and female. It's not about your gender, it's about your influence. Like,
it's more like step up rather than man up.
Yes, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Definitely. I think it's about changing the words, isn't it?
Yeah. Like,
you know, you need to be around the house more, you maybe need to help out with, I don't know, the washing, the cooking, the cleaning. Yeah. You know, it's hard to run a house, but you don't need to be a... That's got nothing to do with being a man and a woman. Yeah. Yeah, I think don't worry about losing your identity. Just being you and being there for your mum and your sisters.
And maybe, like, ask what they actually mean by that. Like, if it is... Like, if their meaning is in, like, masculinity as an umbrella, so whatever they mean by that, then if it's, like, DIY and stuff like that. I mean, I've never needed a man to do anything for me. I've put up every bit of furniture in my house ever.
It's so, like, it's... People are just good at different things. Like, with me and Michael, like, there'll be certain things that we do, but they've not really got a gender to them.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he might be better at changing the light bulb, but I might be better at reading the instructions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. And I just think, it's literally about just the words and of it. Like, say, if you think I need to step up, then tell me what it is, but it's got nothing to do whether I'm got a willy or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, basically.
Willy, Fanny... Bit nothing. In between,
yeah.
It's like a smooth Ken hump. So keep your identity and just help out. It's so genderless that I think that's really straightforward.
Yeah.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
We make loads of podcasts and we want to make yours. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more.
You forgot the bit about the first free episode.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Great. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Right, back to the episode.
Bothered Bestie Suffolk. I love it when they come up with these little names.
love that.
Hi, Jess. My best mate is currently going through the audition process for a reality show. Oh, you'll pick up for this. She's so excited, but I can't help but worry with all the bad stories about how people cope after these types of shows finish. I don't want to be negative about it, but I just don't think she'll deal with it well at all. How do I say that without upsetting her?
Okay. I think that you do not know how anyone's going to deal with something until it actually happens.
Yeah.
Because my friends think that, well, I am a strong person, I like to think. And my friends and family would like to think that I would deal with everything really positively. But it is, when you come out of like a reality TV show, my whole life like exploded. As soon as I walked into Stansted Airport, there was like hundreds and hundreds of people. Yeah. And like the next few months were so blurry. And there was moments where I wasn't coping with it. And I think
it's
people
so
were quite
instant,
shocked.
Isn't it? Bam.
Yeah. And people might think that you're a really strong person and then you might suffer, but then other people might think, like in this case, might not think she's mentally strong enough to cope with the trolls or whatever. But she might surprise you because she might actually be like, well, I'm in a great place right now, so sod the trolls.
Yeah, because it is positive for some people. I mean, another thing is, like, for me, I left Hollyoaks, and obviously it is a... still get recognised and things like that, but, like, also, I'm a jobbing actor, you know, I have to go, like... Also, I think people think we earn, like, millions of pounds when we don't. But, like, for me... The hard thing was, like, I cut, like, before, when in between my acting jobs, I just used to jump back behind the bar again. I can't do that anymore. So I think people need to think about things like that as well. Like, sometimes, you know, some people's careers will last forever. Mm-hmm. Some people's won't. Like, what other thing? What do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to remember that if you go on something really big, that you know, your life won't be the same for a long time.
Especially now with everything that has gone on after Love Island, and like, you know, there's been people taking their own lives and stuff, which is so bad. There is now more of a better process for people before they go on, and that when they come off.
Because obviously, so I don't really know anything about, I'm not from that, I don't know anything about that. Like,
in this case, if you're really, really concerned about it, I wouldn't necessarily sit down and be like, I'm worried because you're not going to be able to cope. I would be like, go in it in a different way and be like, how are you feeling about, like,
Yeah.
Ask her how she's feeling rather than saying what you're feeling, and then just say, I'm just concerned because, she will appreciate your
But also, I would support. Say, I'd ask if it was my friend and I was worried, I'd say, right, listen, what do you want from it?
Yeah.
What do you want out of it? Do you want instant fame? Do you want Instagram followers? Do you want the experience? Like, what kind of reality show is it? Is it, you know, a talent one? Is it Love Island, where you get to spend the best summer of your fucking life? Do you know what I mean?
With loads of fit people.
With loads of fit people. And no social media or phones. Like, that's brilliant. Like, love
that. And you
get
a great tan.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is that what you want? Like, what do you want it for? This is what I do worry about with reality TV. Like, listen, I love it. And I'm just worried that younger people might go, I want to be in a reality show because I want to be famous, but they don't understand what the connotations of that mean.
Yeah, and also I've met everyone that's come off the show from last year and this year, and there have been people, I mean, some people get lucky and some people get millions of followers and everything is hunky-dory, blah, 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 but then some people go on, and if you're portrayed in a certain way, you can come off and people don't like you. And you don't work after that. Like, it is...
It's
you're
the same
putting,
for us.
Yeah.
There's no... Like, I don't feel like there's any...
I'm lip balm, sorry.
Oh, no, go for it. There's no... I don't feel like there's a magic formula. Do you know what I mean? It's the same with us. You'll, like, look at people's Instagram and go, some people just, like... Do you know? Some people do all the panel shows and some people don't. Like,
It's fucking really potluck. Hard. Yeah, it is potluck. And you have to give... You're giving someone else the ability, like... Your life, basically. Like, here you go. Here's my reputation. Make me look good or bad.
What would you say, right, as someone that has done a reality show? Say I was your friend and I wanted to audition for a show. What would you, advice would you give
Okay,
me?
So I've had a really positive outcome out of it. There has been ups and downs, but I've had a really good experience. So I have had people ask me, what do you think? I've been asked to go on Love Island. What do you think? And I always say, do it. Because... regardless of how you're portrayed or not, if you are doing it for Instagram, because a lot of these people are Instagram famous, you know, already.
I mean, how does that happen? Because you just have to be like good looking or whatever, like, and then you just get loads of likes. Like, I don't really get it. Like, I've got Instagram followers because I was on the TV, and I've got a blue tick because I was on the TV. But if you're not on a reality show, right, and you're not, how do you get?
Being fit and editing your photos within an inch of your life, yeah, basically.
I feel like if I wasn't on Hollyoaks, I'd probably have about 200 of people just being like, nice dog. Yeah. So people, they're already looking. So people are already used to attention. Like, it wasn't used to be like that, was it?
So back in, even when I went on, I had less than 2,000 followers before I went on. And I was literally...
That's what I'm telling you, third series.
Yeah.
And I
was already doing fitness before.
Yeah.
And I would literally put on my fitness videos and, you know, all I wanted to do was go on for like, I only thought I was going to be on for like a week. And then...
Yeah, why did you want to do it?
Because I thought I was going to be able to charge more for PTs when I come off.
Oh my God, brilliant. What a scouser.
Honestly, I went on there and apparently there was a hashtag Gabs Abs and I was like... Yeah, when I came out, brilliant. Because even if I was only on there for a week and I got like 100,000 followers or something, I'd be like to my clients, like, listen, your session's going up by 50 quid because I've got 100,000 followers. It's not like, no, I'm joking.
No, but I know what you mean. That was like the a business. Intention.
Yeah. Or like to have like, be able to do like an online program and people follow, you know, it was just to get a bigger platform in order to do well. And also it would have been nice to find a nice boy. I didn't. Anyway.
Don't even talk to me about that. I have no words for it.
I know. Listen, they just get worse. So I think if you're going on for followers in that sense, I would just say, why not? Like, you don't know what's going to happen. You could gain loads and loads of followers and be able to, you know, a lot of people just want to be insta-famous and get Missy Ampire to send them a top and they get paid 100 quid for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but also know that happens. It could run out at any time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people are different flavours of the month. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. I think the main thing is that I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but... the reason why I've got longevity, why I've had longevity and I'm still doing all right is because I was already doing the fitness before and I'm qualified and I'm knowledgeable and I know and I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
So that comes across.
You're
so
not just going like, I'm on Love Island. That's my
wear
skill.
These leggings.
Yeah.
That's, you have to have some, I think, always have a backup plan. You need to make sure.
A lot of people have like make beauty, don't they? And like makeup and stuff and they're makeup artists.
Yeah.
And...
but even that works. Like, and you know, Kaz, for example.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Me and her are really good friends now and she did makeup before and you know now she's doing beauty masterclasses and things like that because it was already her forte before.
So don't just think
don't just think I'm just going to go on there and just be an Instagram model all my life, because listen, one day we're going to wake up and Instagram's not going to be there. It's going to have died.
Yeah, exactly. Well, likes, they might be taking them away.
And... yeah, exactly. So I think you just have to have, same thing as I said about my brother. He could do it and do well for 6 months or not even that. And then he's like, shit, what do we do now? Or he can, like, he's still doing his investment banking. So then in a few years' time, he'll be on, like, great money and have a pension as well. Whereas yeah. I don't have a pension now.
Exactly,
do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you just have to, I think you just have to have a backup plan and have something in the pipeline that you are passionate about and that you want to do. Even if it's, like, hair extensions.
Yeah.
You're, like, really passionate about hair extensions and you want to do your own brand when you come out. Something yeah. that you're really going to work hard at, because a lot of people do just get complacent and just wait for the next... Missy Empire post.
Also, I would say, like, if it's your friend, listen, it's your friend, just be there for her regardless. Yeah. Ask her, like, what are your intentions? Why do you want to do it? Do you think that you're strong enough? I don't know. Watch Jesse Nelson's documentary. Like, look at what happens to me. Yeah. Like, read some articles, do your research. And then also, like, if she does do it and she does crumble a little bit afterwards, then just be there for her. That's yeah. all you can do for your friends.
Yeah.
You can't say, don't do it. When anyone tells me not to do it, I'll just do it even more. Do you yeah. know what I mean? Anyway, but I mean, just be supportive and be yeah. there, I think.
And I think also don't focus so much on the negative stuff, because there is loads of positives as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to, as much as you're asking, yeah, do you think you'd be able to cope with that? But just be like, you know, there are great things to come from it too. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Go
Hopefully
for it.
She does really well.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got Sophie, 23, from Hull. Hi, Jess. Me and my boyfriend have been together for a year and a half. Everything was great up until a couple of months ago. He started being a bit shady, not really leaving his phone unattended, coming home later than he said he would, and being vague about where he's been. Can't help thinking he's hiding something, but with nothing concrete to go on, I sound like a complete crank if I bring it up. Don't really know how to approach the situation, but I want things to be lovely again. Help.
This is my life.
Oh my God.
Well, not my life anymore. But I mean, maybe I've had my view tainted, but I think as soon as someone is being shady with the phone.
Yeah, they're either being shady with the phone because they're going to propose to you and be, and do something amazing.
Mm.
Or like, I don't want to sound smug about me and Michael, but like our phones are right next to the next meeting, we know each other's passcodes, and not for being nosy, just for being like, oh my God, will you? I'm terrible yeah. with technology as well. I'll be like, oh, will you upload that thing for me? Will you do that? Whatever. Like,
I think it's difficult because obviously so you're being smug about your yeah. relationship. I couldn't pick up my ex's phone without him literally doing a somersault to get to me to like take my phone off me, and it turned out that it was what I thought it was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, like, if you've got a gut feeling, like, why else would you be being weird?
This is what it comes down to, gut feelings.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I kick myself now, because you kind of just convince yourself that you're crazy. And like she just said, that she feels like she'd be a crank if she says anything. You're not being a crank. At the end of the day, even if he's not doing anything, if you're just sitting down and have, like, adult conversation, and just say, listen, this is how I feel, this is what I think about what you're doing with your phone. And he could be like, oh, I didn't even realise I was doing it. Here's my phone, do whatever you want. Or there could be something more to it. Because I believe in relationships, you should be able to leave your phone with someone for a week and not worry twice.
God. I feel like I definitely could. Like, if anything, it annoys me. Like, if we're driving, well, I drive, because Michael can't. If we're driving and my phone pops up, he'll just out of habit, he'll read my message. But I'm like, don't read it on WhatsApp, because then they'll think I'm ignoring them.
Yeah, you know,
because they'll get a blue tick.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that annoys me, not the fact that he's reading my message. Also, I've got the thing where, you know, that your message pops up.
Mm. You know, yeah, same. Oh, that's what I used to hate as well. When it comes up 20 notifications on WhatsApp, but you're like, well, who are they from?
Yeah, yeah.
I just think that, like, just from talking from experience, you have absolutely every single right to ask that person if something's making you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and do you know what I hate? I hate this projection on women of, like, I don't want to ask anything because I'll be, like, crazy. I'm crazy. It's like,
no,
that's just normal. Like, I would expect, if I was doing that and I was with a guy, I'd expect him to be like, why being like that?
Yeah, exactly. I think there's absolutely no other solution to this dilemma other than you just have to ask him.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask him anything like, you're being shady with your phone. Like, that's probably how I did it every single time. But, like, yeah. I think it's just, you just have to ask.
But also, like, don't you think it's just really blatant when someone's doing that? Like, if my phone went off now and you went to get it and I grabbed it like that, that's so obvious. Yeah. Like, I would, if I did that, I'd expect him to go, why are you doing that?
Yeah, exactly. And also with the coming home late thing, that's another one. Like, if my partner had just suddenly started coming home, like, later than usual and was being weird with his phone, like, once again, you have every right to ask why.
Yeah.
And if this new word that I'm loving at the moment, if they turn around and make you feel like a psycho, it's called gaslighting, and that is completely out of order. You should be able to talk to your partner about everything.
Oh, yeah, because do you know what? Even, like, the coming home late thing, just from a very basic safety point.
Yeah.
If they say that they're going to be home at 12 and then you don't hear from them, you can't get hold of them, if something happened to them, do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
That'd be on your head.
And also, well, I'm like that. I'm not a very good sleeper anyway. So even if, like, say if my partner was going out on a night out, just out of respect for one, and just because what I would do is that if I was going to be later than expected, I would message saying, like, listen, I'm going to be home late. Mm. Or, like, I'm not coming home or something like that, just to let them know so that person has peace of mind that they are safe and they can go to sleep.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I just think some people might think that I'm wrong in that situation because some people might not expect that much from someone. But I just think, basically, you just have to put these kind of boundaries in place for your own personal, like, I know now moving forward with my next relationship, there's a lot of things that I would not let slide because of what's happened before.
And I think someone has to respect that.
Yeah.
Like, people have to respect what's happened to you before or whatever. Like, if Michael went out, I'd just expect him to go, I'm out, see, or, like, I don't know, about 10 o'clock I'm doing that or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but an update.
Yeah, like, just like an update.
You don't not hear from him from, like, 12 hours.
Yeah, but, like, if I, like, woke up and it was, like, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the morning, he still wasn't there, I'd be like, where are you?
Yeah,
what are
you exactly
doing?
But I think maybe with this, because there might not have been any previous problems in relationships, et cetera, but I think with this situation, what's her name, Amy?
Let me see. Sophie, sorry. And she's only 23 as well.
Yeah, I just think that, like, if... And also, you do notice when, as she just said a few months ago, things were perfect. So when you've gone from 100 to then 70 or 50 and it's, like, gradually getting worse and worse, then you have every right to be like, something's not the same.
Yeah, because she's saying that, you know, he's not really leaving his phone unattended, coming home later than he said, and being about a bit vague about where he's been as well. Like, I hate that. Like, if someone's been a bit weird about, if someone's saying to me, like, oh, yeah, I kind of went there, I'd be like, what? Just tell me where you fucking went.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I mean, I think boys are a bit like that, right? So I'll say to Michael after a night, what happened? He'd be like, oh, yeah, so we just went for some drinks and then that was it. Whereas I'd be like, right,
did you
went there and then think you went to the toilet and then basically this guy came over and, like, I've got, like, a half an hour story.
Yeah,
so
same.
I do get that boys are a bit more like...
I agree, but I just think that... you know what? And the thing is with this as well is that she's probably thinking, oh, I'm probably just being mental. Like, he probably isn't even being vague, but, like, I'm just asking too much of him. I think the sooner you address the problem, the better, because if it was me, I used to sit on things for ages and then I'd just blow up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'd be like, you're obviously doing something. Even if they might have not been, I just think that you just have to...
Also, it's not a nice place to be when someone's out and you're just there feeling so anxious.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's horrible.
Wondering, and do you know what I mean? Like, that just ruins your whole night.
Exactly.
Like, I think
that is literally what it is. Like, it's unfair. Like,
yeah.
I just believe that if she's feeling a certain way, if he loves her and if he respects her as a partner, she should be able to ask him about something that's making her feel uncomfortable without any, like, repercussions.
Yeah, without thinking, oh, I hate this. Oh, psycho and bunny boiler and all that shit. Like, that's basically what the media and film has created. But I think we need to get out of that, like, say, adult conversation. Listen, you're making me feel uncomfortable. You're being a bit weird with your phone. You're coming home a bit later.
Exactly.
What's this about?
Yeah.
And he could very well say, oh, sorry, I didn't
realise
I was making you feel like that. And then... if after that he's fine with his phone and everything's better.
Exactly.
Or after that, if it continues to be like that, then fucking question him again.
Exactly. This is literally, as I said, this word is, like, very prominent in my vocab at the moment, like, boundaries. Like, I know moving forward, as soon as I have a problem with something, I'm not going to sit on it. I'm literally going to be, like, straight away, because otherwise it is just this society nowadays, this gaslighting thing where you feel like you're mental.
Yeah.
You're like, you're compromising all the time, thinking, yeah, but, like, you know, maybe I am overthinking. No, if you You have to set your own boundaries in your head. Like, if you're uncomfortable with something, fucking talk about it.
Yeah. I've always been like that with my friends, family, boyfriend, whoever. If something's bothering me, I have to say it straight away. Because like you said, otherwise I could get it bottles up inside me. Mm. And I might say it or have a drink and then just be a nasty bitch.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, confront him. He's your boyfriend. If you can't confront your boyfriend, then he's not your boyfriend.
Exactly.
Thank you, Gabby, for being a guest on Dilemmas with Jess Ellis.
Thanks. It's been so fun. I could do this like every day.
I know. Isn't it? Like, this is what everyone says. They're always just like, I don't think that people sometimes know what to expect, but then they're like, it's just good talking through people's problems, isn't
yeah.
it? Like, it's fun. And
this is what girls just do anyway, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's been really interesting hearing, like, about your story and, like, reality TV and stuff like that. I think yeah. that people will relate to it. And, yeah, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. It's been great. Now I'm going to eat the cheese twist.
Yes, please eat the cheese twist.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Give Me Some Good News with Nathan Caton.
Hello and welcome to Give Me Some Good News, the podcast that brings a bit of positivity and optimism to your life while the mainstream media is full of doom and gloom.
He's stand-up comedian Nathan Caton and I'm radio presenter Rich Wolfenden, and every week we ask a comedian to come on the podcast and give us some good news, whether it's something that they've spotted that's made them smile or a bit of good news from their own lives.
So far I've had some amazing comedians on the podcast like Jason Manford, Russell Cain, Joe Caulfield, Dane Baptiste, Joe Lycett, Richard Herring, Jade Adams and Ed Gamble. And we've got loads more great guests lined up. Which in itself is good news because it looks like we might be in this mess for a while longer yet.
So if you've had enough of bad news every time you turn on the TV, then give our podcast a go. We release a brand new episode every Monday morning.
Search for Give Me Some Good News now, hit subscribe and forget about the doom and gloom for 20 minutes. And don't forget, although it might not always feel like it, there's still some good news out there.
Give Me Some Good News with Nathan Caton. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.